time again to join us in the Warren County Radio Bible School. And when you hear that old school bell, you know to get your Bible. And we're studying in our Bibles the account of Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper at the Last Supper, that last Passover supper that he had with his disciples. And we're under a heading, a subheading, in the Sunday school lesson we're studying called A New Covenant. You see, that was the old covenant, the Old Testament that God had made with Israel. But Jesus was instituting a new covenant that he would make with all of the world. And those who would do his will would then come under the promises and blessings and benefits of his new covenant. Now, we'll study this in just a moment. First, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying an old Sunday school lesson today that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of January the 18th, 1925. And we're going to take up where we left off in our last class. And so in this little Sunday school book we read, it was necessary for Jesus to suffer and die for the world. The grain of wheat must die that it may live, John 12:24. Trees must be felled and ripped to pieces before they're useful for lumber. The face of the earth must be torn and mutilated by the plow before it will yield to man its increase. And apart from the shedding of blood, Hebrews 9:22, there is no remission. Jesus must give his life a ransom for all, 1 Timothy 2:6. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, Leviticus 17. For Jesus to give his life a ransom for all was to shed his blood for all, for many, unto the remission of sins. He puts away sin by the sacrifice of himself, Hebrews 9:26. All Christians have been redeemed by Christ's blood. In 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 18 and reading to the end of the chapter, knowing that ye were redeemed, not with corruptible things, with silver and gold from the vain manner of life handed down from your fathers, but with the precious blood as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, even the blood of Christ, who was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but was manifested at the end of the times for your sake, who, through him, are believers in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, love one another from the heart fervently, having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory thereof is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth. But the word of the Lord abideth forever. And this is the word of good things which was preached unto you. We read in Titus chapter 2 and verse 14 that Jesus gave himself for us that he might redeem us. The church has been purchased with his blood, Acts 20 and verse 28. His blood cleanses us from all sins, 1 John 1 and verse 7. He is the propitiation for our sins, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2. in whom ye have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, Ephesians 1 in verse 7. All this was necessary, as Paul says, that God might himself be just and the justifier of him that has faith in Jesus, Romans 3 and verse 26. Jesus came to this earth as the Word made flesh to live among men, that through death he might bring to naught him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might deliver all them who through fear of death were all their lifetimes subject to bondage, Hebrews 2:14-18. Only those who accept and obey his blood-sealed covenant will be saved by the blood of Jesus. He learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Having been made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation, Hebrews 5:7-9. Now we're at the subheading of the purpose of the Lord's Supper. The crumbling, perishing bread and the flowing fruit of the vine in the goodness and wisdom of God commemorate this most wonderful and greatest of events, which rescues the earth from the bondage of Satan and the human race from sin and the grave. Man chooses such enduring substances as marble, bronze, iron, and etc. to erect monuments and commemorate great human events. But God has selected and ordained this simple but divine institution, and it will live fresh and glorious when all the works of man have been destroyed. Jesus left this monument of his suffering and death, that all coming generations might look upon it and imbibe the spirit of him who died for the race. This do, as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come. 1 Corinthians 11:17-34. It is full of hope, looking to Christ's triumphant return. Upon this the children of God must feed. After all this was made clear to the apostles through the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, they taught under the guidance of the Holy Spirit all Christians to meet on the first day of the week to break bread, Acts 20 and verse 7. To come together to eat the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians 11:20-23. To continue steadfastly in breaking of bread, Acts 2 and verse 42. And not to forsake their own assembling, as some did, Hebrews 10:25, and as some do now. To neglect this is to show disrespect for Jesus and a lack of faith in him. This institution is to last until Christ comes again, and all who believe his promises should be careful to observe it. We read in Matthew 26 and verse 30, when they had sung a hymn, they went out. This was supposed to be a recitative reading or chant, says Clark's commentary, and it is often thought that Psalm 113 through 118 was what was sung, and sung, it was unanimously sung at these feasts, and it is stated because they express so distinctly the blessings bestowed upon them. They went out into the Mount of Olives, but not before Jesus had delivered the exhortation and prayer in John 13 through 17. And we're going to be studying those in future Sunday school lessons. But as time permits, let me read to you the psalms that Jesus and the apostles were singing together. I'll begin Psalm 117, verse 113, and I will not stop for the psalm divisions, but read through until our time is expired. And as you listen Think of hearing those male voices in that upper room singing these things, and what meaning it must have had for them. Praise ye Jehovah. Praise, O ye servants of Jehovah. Praise the name of Jehovah. Blessed be the name of Jehovah, from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun into the going down of the same, Jehovah's name is to be praised. Jehovah is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto Jehovah our God, that he hath his seat on high, and humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and he lifteth up the needy from the dunghill, that they may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. When Israel went forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of a strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. The Jordan River was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What aileth thee, O sea, that thou fleest? Thou, Jordan, thou hast turnest back. Ye mountains, that ye skip like rams, ye little hills like lambs. Tremble, then, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, and flint into a fountain of waters. Not unto us, O Jehovah, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy loving kindness, for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the nation say, where now is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them shall be like unto them, yea, every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust ye in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear Jehovah, trust in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. Jehovah hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear Jehovah, both small and great. Jehovah, increase you more and more, you and your children. Blessed are ye of Jehovah, who made the heavens and earth. The heavens are the heavens of Jehovah, but the earth hath he given unto the children of men. The dead praise not Jehovah, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless Jehovah from this time forth forevermore. Praise ye Jehovah. I have loved Jehovah because he heardeth my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The cords of death compassed me. The pains of Sheol got hold on me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of Jehovah. O Jehovah, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is Jehovah and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Jehovah preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return unto me thy rest, O my soul, for Jehovah hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before Jehovah in the land of the living.